Shalom Aleichem. For those who I haven't had the zechus of meeting yet, my name is Asaf Bednarsh, Rebbe in YU's Gross Kolo in Yerushalayim, and someone who has the tremendous zechus of living in Eretz Yisrael for the past almost 20 years, but especially the extra special zechus of living in Eretz Yisrael for the past 4 months. And might sound a little strange to call that a zchus. It's also a challenging experience. It's hard sometimes. It's scary sometimes. It's sad sometimes. But if I have to summarize what I've experienced the last 4 months, tremendous zchus of seeing the godless of Am Yisrael. That's what I've seen in the last 4 months. The Mesiras Nefesh of the Chayalim. I can't tell you how many Chayalim I've gotten shilas from, I've schmoozed with, have been in my house, have been in my family. I haven't seen one Chayal who is not smiling when he talks about the fact that he is called up to the army to defend Am Yisrael. Every single chayal I've spoken to just tells me it's a zechus to be able to risk my life for Am Yisrael. It's tremendous. And it's not just the physical heroism, just the ruchnius of these chayalim. You know, whether it's overhearing a discussion between two chayalim, started very, very, didn't think I'd be interested in this discussion. They were comparing the different uniforms in the army, right? Made Aleph and Made Bet, the dress uniform and the fighting uniform. And, you know, again, nothing I have any opinion about. And I listened a little more. What was the discussion? Well, the Made Bet uniform has bigger pockets than Made Aleph uniform. And did you know, like the pocket right here fits like a small size article Gemara. And the pocket over here, that can only fit like the Rashi Kipshuto for Shnayim Mikra V'Chotargum. And like, what safer fits in each pocket when you're going into Gaza? That is unbelievable. Just the Shilas, right? I get a WhatsApp. This Shabbos, we're not going to have a Sefer Torah. So I'm going to daven mincha without leaning. But, you know, it's very busy being at war all week. So do you think, can I be makel to start Shnayim Mikra V'Echer Targum when I daven mincha, even though there's no leaning and I haven't started the next parsha? This is everyday life. And it's not just the stark B'nai Yeshiva as amazingly stark as they are. I went to, unfortunately, to a Levaya. And what did they say? They reported, my son, he was so excited, he was so proud that he finished Daf Yomi, he kept up Daf Yomi every day and made a Siyum on Maseches Kiddushin in Gaza. Unfortunately, his Siyum in Baba Kama will be in Yeshiva Shalmala. But it's just, what have we been waiting for 2,000 years? We haven't been waiting for soldiers to fight. There are soldiers that fight in every country in the world. We haven't been waiting for people to learn Gemara. Baruch Hashem, people learn Gemara. Jews learn Gemara all over the world. In Vilna, we also learn Gemara. To have a soldier who's finishing Daf Yomi in the middle of Gaza, that's something worth waiting 2,000 years for. And one thing I realize, it's not just the Shtark B'nai Yeshiva, as amazingly impressive as they are. It's all of Am Yisrael. It's all of Am Yisrael. It's the non-from soldiers who finish their army service and go to South America to like forget everything they grew up with and get away from it all and party and whatever. And the second they hear the news from some mountain in the middle of Peru, they're like calling the embassy, like, how can we get back and help Am Yisrael? And you have to, like, Israel had to charter a flight from Peru to get all these backpackers who were just begging, like, we want to go. We want to help Am Yisrael. We want to contribute. We want to sacrifice. That's Am Yisrael. And then when they get there, it's like, you see these guys? You see a Rav. A Rav goes to the front, a friend of mine, and says, you know, I don't want to be the kind of rabbi who just tells everyone to be more frum and be more frum, be more frum. I want to, like, be a chesed rabbi. So I'm going to come and bring them snacks and bring them warm gloves and et cetera. And he shows up and he says, look at all these things I brought you. And they say, you know, you guys without yarmulkes, with tattoos, whatever, say, but you're a rav. Where's the tzitzis? We don't want you to bring us gloves. We don't want you to bring us snacks. We want you to bring us tzitzis. Rav, you're a rabbi. Don't you know that the most important thing on the battlefield is tzitzis? Because that's like a bulletproof vest. And these are the non-frum Jews in Eretz Yisrael. It's such a zuchus to see what comes out of the Jewish people when they're under pressure. And of course, it's not only the soldiers. It's everyone. It's everyone who stops everything they're doing and says, how can I help? How can I contribute? Every town I know of has this big room where everyone just donates everything they possibly can, and the chayalim come and take whatever they need. It's unbelievable to see, especially for those of us, and I'll plead guilty, and maybe I'm not the only one, who sometimes have negative thoughts about some Jews in Am Yisrael, to see that when push comes to shove, what's really inside everyone's neshama. It was worth making Aliyah 20 years ago just to be here for the last four, just to be there for the last 4 months. What does this mean for us? What's the takeaway? What does this mean for my life and for your life from now on? I want to suggest two things. Number one is Avas Yisrael. Avas Yisrael. To just think a little bit more deeply about how to appreciate and connect to other Jews. One thing we've seen is that kind of Jew has such a neshama inside them. There's an amazing vart from Rav Chaim Sanzer, who says, how come the Jewish people are compared to kochavim, to stars? And he says, you know, you look up in the sky, you see a star. It's tiny. It's a pinprick of light. It's like the tiniest thing ever, a star. But it's not true. Really, I'm not a scientist. I don't know how to measure this. I don't know how to give the numbers. You know, but it's like tens of millions of, I don't know, millions of miles wide and like, you know, a trillion megawatts and whatever. Start, like, half of them are bigger than the sun. But they look like nothing. What's pshat? He says, very simple. They're tremendous, but they look small because we're so far away. He says, that's yidden. If you see a Jew and the Jew looks small to you, if someone looks small, looks unimportant, that's because you're looking from far away. That's because you're not trying to be close. If in your heart you just felt you were a little closer, you tried to get close, you'd see how amazing each and every yid is. And I think that's something that we can take to heart. You know, just starting in this, on this campus, you know, how often, you know, maybe it's just, you know, we talk to people in our clique. We talk to people who went to the same yeshiva in Israel that we did. We don't get to know other people. You know, how often do we don't even know, there could be a guy in my accounting class, and I don't know his name, because, you know, he's in a different Jewish studies program in the morning than I am, he's not my type, etc. You know, he's a Yid. And if you got to know him, you would see how tremendously great and brilliantly shining he is when you look up close. Let's maybe take a challenge. So like, think, go through the day, find someone who we're not necessarily connected with, and connect to them. Say hello, shalom aleichem, every day for 10 days in a row and see where it takes you. Get to know someone. Look at someone who I might not think a lot of in my heart and say, what can I find that's amazing about this person? What can I find that I can go home and say, whoa, that's an amazing neshama. I had no idea. And I guarantee you that you will find it. It's just a matter of looking for it. You know, go to my shul and find, like, I don't know, the one person who's like maybe a little annoying and no one likes being around, etc. And just try to miskarev to them. Get to know them a little. Try to see what makes them great. Try to see what makes them great. I'm not talking about Avastina, I love you because I read someplace that I'm supposed to love every Jew. Really open our hearts and look and see what makes every Jew so great. And, you know, and then radiate out. You know, maybe we'll have interactions. Maybe we'll have interactions with Jews who are not part of our community. Those who are not from, those we see wherever they are. Find what's great in their neshama and bring it out. I want to suggest a second takeaway. And this, okay, maybe is going to be a little more challenging. There are, I know, unfortunately, so many people in the last 4 months who are makriv their lives for Am Yisrael. They literally sacrificed their lives, Mesiras Nefesh, in the most pshuto kamashmo, literal sense of the word. Tzaddikim, Bnei Torah, Talmidei Chachamim, all kinds of Jews who, and they were drafted and they had no choice, etc. You know, a fellow who's a tzaddik, a tremendous makbid in Kalak V'chamura, Talmud Chacham, and you hear, okay, what happened to them? Well, they didn't have to go on this dangerous mission, but they volunteered. They said, look, I want to protect Am Yisrael. And you know, those who volunteer for dangerous missions sometimes don't make it back. They're makriv their lives for us. I'm not asking anyone in this room, I wouldn't ask anyone in this room to do something I myself don't do. I'm not asking anyone in this room to sacrifice your life. I'm not asking anyone here to die for Am Yisrael. No one should ever die for Am Yisrael. No one should have to die for Am Yisrael. I'm not asking anyone here to die for Am Yisrael. But maybe we can at least live a little for Am Yisrael. When I make decisions in my life, what are they based on? Are they based on what's good for me? Or are they based on sacrificing for Am Yisrael? Don't sacrifice my life. Sacrifice a little. Sacrifice a little comfort. Sacrifice a little of what I'm used to. A lot of people make their decisions based on what's comfortable for me. It's comfortable for me to live here. It's comfortable for me to, you know, have this kind of house. A lot of things are comfortable for me. Okay. Is life about what's comfortable for me? Many of us in this room are in a higher madriga. I'm not making my decision in life based on what's comfortable for me. I'm basing my decisions on life based on my ruchnius, how I can build my ruchnius, how I can learn, how I can grow in ruchnius. Baruch Hashem. Then you've succeeded in passing the test of life. But there's more than that as well. This week's parsha. We continue to lean after we get through, the bavas in the beginning of this week's parsha. We continue to lean about Matan Torah, right? The famous Nasa V'Nishma is in Parshas Mishpatim. We're standing right now, exactly at the juncture between Parshas Yisro and Parshas Mishpatim, halfway through the week, in the middle of Matan Torah. I have a secret for all of us. Matan Torah, Hashem did not give the Torah to me as a private person. And Hashem didn't give the Torah to you as a private person. Hashem gave the Torah to us. Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. In Parshas Vayeshanan, when Moshe Rabbeinu chazers what happened at Matan Torah, he doesn't say it happened on Shavuos. He doesn't say it happened on Vav Sivan. He doesn't say it happened on Yom Matan Torah. And he doesn't say it happened on the Yom of Hiskalos Hashem Bahar Sinai. He says it happened B'Yom HaKohol. Be'emor Hashem Eli HaKeli Esha'am. On the day we got together. On the day we were a kohol. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. It's not just that, oh, it's good to have a madrega of Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad to get ready for the spiritual high of Matan Torah. It's that Hashem gave the Torah to an organic entity called Am Yisrael. He gave the Torah to us as an Am. It's Morasha Kehilas Yaakov. It's Yivul Anamoshe. Morasha Kehilas Yaakov. Hashem gave the Torah to us as a kohol. He wanted each of us to be part of that kohol. Of course, we all have to work on our own rochnias. It may not nili mili. But, Hillel continues, v'mani la'atzmi mani. If I'm just for myself, then what am I doing here? How am I fulfilling the ruts in Hashem when he gave the Torah to Am Yisrael? And maybe we have to think about, when we make these big life decisions, is it just based on what's good for me? Or is it based on what's good for Am Yisrael? Now, everyone has their own inyanim in life. I can't tell everyone exactly what you should do, but just throwing out some ideas. You know, where do I want to live someday? Do I want to live where it's most comfortable for me? Or maybe do I want to live in Eretz Yisrael? You know, maybe after 2,000 years, if Hashem says, knocks on the door and say, hey, I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael, let's not make the same mistake, says Reish Lakish, says in Yom HaDetesam and Beis, that if more Jews had listened to Ezra HaSofer and come back when Hashem knocked on their door, the second Beis HaMikdash would have lasted forever, and that would have been Mashiach. Let's not make the same mistake. There's so many reasons why I don't want to live in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, it's to this, it's to that. You know, just like turn the question around. You know, if I have tainas in Eretz Yisrael, oh, you know what? There's too many secular Jews who run things there. Then, okay, so should we, B'nai Torah, be moving there to improve the situation? Or should we be sitting here and complaining? What's sacrificing for Am Yisrael? You know, the way they do this is crazy, the way they do that is crazy, there's no place uncomfortable. So go there and make the kind of community that we'll be comfortable with. Whatever is great about Eretz Yisrael, go and enjoy. And you know what? Whatever is challenging about Eretz Yisrael, go and fix. Go and be part of the solution instead of being part of the problem. Or maybe that's not my avoda. Let's say I'm staying right here. What's my career choice going to be? Now, everyone has their own avoda. Not everyone should have the same career. Hashem gave each of us different personalities. But how am I deciding? I'm not telling anyone what they should do. But I am trying to suggest how you should think about deciding what to do. You know, am I going to go into chinuch? Or am I going to do something which makes a lot more money? All right, if someone says, you know, I've made my decision based on what I think is the best avoda of how I can contribute to Am Yisrael, then who knows what that might be? But if my choice is, well, I could become a Rav, I could be a Mechanic, I could spread Torah, I could help Am Yisrael, I could bring us all up in Madrega, or I could be more comfortable, then what's really more important in life? Being more comfortable or helping Am Yisrael? Wherever I go in life, I think maybe we could take out of this, you know, if for every Leviah that I've been at, of a tzaddik, a Talmud Chacham, who gave their life for Am Yisrael, and could look down at us from Shemayim, could talk to us, what would he say? He'd say, Chas Shalom, I don't want anyone to give their life for Am Yisrael. I don't want anyone to die for Am Yisrael. But please, please, Jews all over the world, live for Am Yisrael. Do something for Am Yisrael. When you make your life decisions, don't just think about yourself. Think about other Jews. Think about Am Yisrael as well. Be'ezras Hashem. In the zchus of Avas Yisrael of every Jew. In the zchus of Av Yisrael of Am Yisrael. In the zchus of sacrificing the small sacrifices that maybe we can make to match the big sacrifices that a lot of other people are making. We should be mar b'Torah and mar b'ruchnis in Am Yisrael. We should be mar b'ava v'achva shalom v'reyus in Am Yisrael. And we should be zoche that Hashem should finally say l'chol tzor seinu dai and bring us all to the Eretz Yisrael with the Geula Shleima, Meir of Yameinu.